You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last weekend, of course, was Memorial Day weekend, which traditionally kicks off the summer travel season. As someone who used to cover transportation, I have done that thing where you stand in an airport with a TV crew and watch the chaos. We decided, though, to talk to you, not at you, and have a conversation about how you pull off successfully traveling with kids. And our Facebook page basically blew up with comments. Jen Longson's tip? Don't be afraid to ask for help.
People tend to shut down and feel like they need to handle everything and that they're on their own. People want to help you. They want to help, but they don't feel like they can reach out to help you. It's sort of insulting, maybe, possibly insulting to a mom to say, well, maybe you can't handle this. But as a mom, I just go, you know, it's okay to not be able to handle it. Just ask for help. Kids are crazy. Like, you know, you do what you can and ask for help when you need it.
Have you had that work particularly well? You wrote us about a plane trip, I think, while you were pregnant with your second?
Yeah, I was 6 months pregnant with my son, and I had a daughter. My daughter is, she's turning three, so she was turning two, actually, at the time, because it was that week we were going up to Seattle. On our way back, though, I had a car seat with me for her to ride in the plane, and I have a rolling luggage, and I had her strapped to my back on a baby carrier, and I'm 6 months pregnant, and I go up to the desk, and I'm like, can I load early? Like, I'm just overwhelmed with stuff. He's like, it's a really packed flight. Did you get early boarding passes? And there was a couple that was standing right next to the front gate, and they had early boarding passes. And they said, oh, she's part of our group. And it was not a problem. People were happy to help my mom.
And while parking an iPad in front of your kid's face is a fairly popular solution, Graham Petersburg is actually not a fan.
We find it to be passive. And we like when our kids are engaged when we're traveling. If you have a book open and somebody says, look up and look at this, you don't have headphones on and you're not scrambling to hit pause, you look up. We're interacting. And we're also listening to audiobooks, and all as a family.
Do you tend to travel by car, by plane? How do you do it?
Probably half and half.
I know that your older child is six. Boy or girl?
Boy. Both boys.
Does he ever get, you know, because he's old enough, does he ever get sort of like aware of what other kids are up to and say to you like, Dad, I want to play a video game on the plane?
Not at all.
Really?
The reason that works is because it's not something that is part of their life, so they don't miss it. Both my kids go to Waldorf School in Minneapolis, which is also screen-free.
I'm going to flip this around a little bit. So I don't have kids, and occasionally you will encounter on an airplane a grumpy person like me who, for whatever reason, didn't get enough sleep or what have you, and is not the most tolerant traveler around children. Are there things that you say or do in public, either to strangers or to your kids, to kind of ease the tension in those situations?
Yeah, I try to make jokes to people like that, and which people usually are pretty receptive to and actually more sympathetic. I know there are grumpy people, and to be honest, I interact with other parents more. When I see a grumpy person interact with another family who's having a challenge on a flight where a kid is crying, and I just say, hey, remember, you know, just hang in there. You're doing your best. We all know that. And, you know, I also make a joke like, you know, that guy's a total expletive.
And, you know, expletives also pop up when the best laid plans of traveling parents go awry, which is what Jerry Chang found out on his flight to Maui this week.
About halfway through the flight, my youngest one, who I was holding, woke up and started screaming his head off. He was crying for about 5 to 10 minutes. I held him, and all of a sudden, he just starts vomiting everything he had in his stomach, and it soaked my sweatshirt. The rules sort of go out the window. We try to give them as much leeway as possible just to make them comfortable. We download all the movies. We give them all the sweet snacks, everything. All that planning, it's all great, but you have to realize that everything's out of your control. You know, you might end up with a soaked T-shirt.
We got so many great responses to this question that we want to keep this conversation going for next week, but with a twist. Traveling with kids can also be really expensive. So are there ways you try to save money when you do it? Tell us at marketplace.org, on our Facebook page, or you can leave us a message by calling 1-800-648-5114. And yes, your voice might be used on the air.